In Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, Dorothy. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi. Thanks for waiting.
I was just wondering, in reference to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the spiritual gifts.
Okay.
You know, I know there's a lot of controversy about whether it exists today or not, but is there really anything clear? You know, I haven't been able to find it, but I was wondering if maybe, since you've studied the Bible more deeply than I, is there anything that says that spiritual gifts don't exist today, you know, like the gifts of prophecy and so forth?
Well, no, the Bible actually says the opposite. The Bible is telling us that spiritual gifts do exist, Dorothy. Matter of fact, the purpose for the spiritual gifts is for the edification of the church.
Right.
Well, let me give you an example. You're asking specifically about prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Joel, it says it will come to pass in the last days, this is Joel chapter 2, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. And so one of the signs of the outpouring of the spirit is in the last days is that prophecy will again be visible.
Well, I think what I meant was like, you know, like if you look in the New Testament, you'll notice that, you know, people like Peter and Paul and many of the other saints of the Lord, they would hear his audible voice the way you and I hear each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, speaking to them like, you know, like the way Jesus spoke out of the sky to Paul when he was on the road to Damascus and he
right.
was converted. And, you know, things like...
real dramatic manifestations of...
Yes, exactly. And, you know,
why don't we see those things today?
Manifestations. I think a lot of people have noticed that also.
You say you haven't seen them.
Well, really, I haven't. When I look at these spiritual gifts, like, to be specific, like, well, not tongues, but, like, maybe the interpretation of tongues, the working of miracles, or prophecy, I really haven't seen it.
Let me tell you something that you can see in the Bible for yourself that I think will help you understand this. Miracles, signs, wonders come in waves.
Uh-huh.
For instance, during the days of, Isaac,
right.
God did not seem to do the same number of miracles that he did during the days of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
But after Isaac, during the time of Moses, boy, there's a big wave of miracles.
Right, right.
Well, then after they got into the promised land, things settled down. It seemed like God had disappeared. And then all of a sudden, along came some of the prophets like Samson. And you had an era of miracles and wave of power and manifestations. And that died away. Along came a young man named Gideon. Now listen to what Gideon said. Now keep this in mind. Gideon lived before Elijah the prophet prayed and it stopped raining. Elijah prayed and fire came down from heaven and all these miracles. And this is what Gideon says to the angel. Whatever happened to all the miracles that we used to see that our parents told us about from the old days?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Gideon said. Hundreds of years before Jesus came and raised the dead and fed the multitudes and walked on water and did all those miracles. And then there's an era of about 400 years, Dorothy, between the time of Malachi and Christ when it seemed that God was very silent. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Jesus came along and it was a tidal wave. And then during the time of the apostles, there was a wave of miracles, and it seems to have died down a little bit. But, you know, even during the 1800s, there was a great revival that went around the world during the time of John Wesley and Whitfield and these missionaries like David Livingston, and you read their stories, and there were just phenomenal miracles that attended their lives and ministries.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I really do, you know, I know there's a lot of denominations that don't believe that spiritual gifts exist, but I do believe it because, you know, for one thing, I don't see anywhere in the scriptures where it says they have passed, you know, away after a certain era, you know.
No, we need them till the end.
Well, you know, Jesus said in Mark 16:16 about, you know, you will cast out devils, speak in new tongues, and, you know, he didn't put an era on that statement, you know, and I don't see anything in the scriptures that would state that. I think it's just that I haven't really noticed the, you know, the miracles or anything.
Well, let me read.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Oh, boy, yeah, I've seen some things happen. Let me read something to you from Ephesians chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul is talking about the need for spiritual gifts in the church and how long we need them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about now. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, that's what it's for. Here's how long we need it. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, we haven't come to that condition yet, have we?
No.
Then we still need those gifts. And he says in verse 14 that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men. You know, we still need the gift of prophecy and these inspired leadership and all the gifts of the Spirit to keep the church together.
You know, I'd like to suggest, too, Dorothy, that we are living in a time of miracles today, in a sense, because it didn't take very long for the Iron Curtain to fall, and it hasn't taken very long for thousands, maybe millions of new Christians to come into the Christian church in Eastern Europe and in Africa and other places like that. And I really think that's an evangelical miracle of what God is doing.
Absolutely.
In this world today.